KFAS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. The Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over Baltimore Harbor struck by a large cargo ship overnight. It is now a mangled mess in the water. There is an active search and rescue operation going on. ABC's Ike Jachi says efforts are underway.
Video being shared online overnight shows the massive steel structure and multiple vehicles falling into the Patapsco River. Fire officials say one vehicle is as big as a tractor trailer. Multiple people also fell into the water. Maryland authorities confirm all lanes of traffic are closed in both directions. The bridge opened in 1977 and carries Interstate 695 over the river, which is a busy shipping area. Ike Jachi, ABC News, Baltimore.
The water is cold and dark, currently about 47 degrees. 11 million people use that bridge every year. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani speaking for the first time since his ex-interpreter was fired in a gambling scandal. Ohtani says millions of dollars were stolen from him, and he says he has never bet on sports. Well, we now know what killed Flacco, the owl that escaped from a New York City zoo and lived wild in Central Park for months.
Flacco's remains had high levels of rat poison and severe herpes virus from eating pigeons when he died last month in Manhattan. Tests by Bronx Zoo doctors were released by the Wildlife Conservation Society. The owl hit a window and crashed to the ground in the courtyard of a residential building on the Upper West Side. The report indicates the toxins are the risks you have being a bird of the wild hunting in the naked city. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Chocolate's going to cost you more for a while. Prices for cocoa have hit all-time high, spiking 60% this month. Poor weather in West Africa, where most of the world's cocoa is grown, getting the blame for cutting the crops. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are faulting Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher for leaving the U.S. House before his term is over. Roger Roth tells the Journal Sentinel he's disappointed by Gallagher's decision. Andre Jacques says he'd be in favor of a special election. As it is, the seat would be vacant from late April to early January. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County District Attorney's Office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NBA, the Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James, who's been dealing with an ankle injury, is not expected expected to play. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
To get A.J. back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think the, you know, the free agent running back class was very, you know, it was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered rain is likely today. It's also going to be windy with falling temperatures here through the day. We'll get into the mid-50s by around midday, but we'll drop into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind south becoming west, gusting to 30 or 35. Tonight, windy, low of 24. Tomorrow, clearing with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian, author Rich Scheidner and Jeopardy rock star Ben Chan. It's Nightlight, 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 a.m. and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to ya. I sent it to you, Todd.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's going to be a long morning. Wake up, Todd.
Nice warm morning this morning.
Oh, it is nasty out there, folks. You got that east wind again. For the last couple... Hang on one second. I think it's east. Hang on. I can look at the flag.
Looking at the flagpole?
Yes, east wind, which is always cold, coming off the lake. So we got a really, really cold east wind out there. You know, I'm terrible with directions. I got to be honest with you.
That's why I was wondering if you even really knew which way the wind was blowing.
It's all because of the flags, man.
Okay.
It's all because of the flags. You know, I was, yesterday, I got twisted up. I was down in Manitowoc, and I had to get to a place in Two Rivers, okay? And I come to the road, and I've been on this road 50 times.
All right.
60 times, 70 times. And I come to the fork, okay? And there's the east, and there's the west. You might as well put me in a round room and say, go sit in the corner.
Really? You couldn't figure it out?
I went the wrong way. And I went about 8 miles in the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
And then realized, whoop, and then had to turn all the way around to go all the way back.
It's not bad when it's like, you know, a couple of blocks or a mile down the road. This was eight miles.
Yep. It's trying to find Highway 310.
Yeah.
And I've been on it many times, like I said, but I've never hit it there before. You know what I mean? With an intersection type thing.
Right.
And you would think a person would have a good enough sense of direction. Oh, I've been on this road before. Oh, well, there's that thing. Yep. That's right. Not this guy. You know what else I do? You know what else? I think I've got a problem. I mean, I think I have, like, I do. Like, there's an imbalance or something with me.
Okay.
Hey, words to put on a
right, exactly.
Mino says, I think there's an imbalance with me. Yeah. But anyway, when so many times when I'm in a hotel, when I even though I've been to the room.
Oh, yeah.
I step off that elevator, I go the wrong way.
Yeah.
You do, too?
I do that, too, when you go to the doctor's office.
Okay.
And they take you down the hallway. Oh, you're room 4.
Yeah.
If I don't specifically make a note in my mind, I'm turning left in this room, I got to turn right on the way out, I mess it up every time.
That is exactly how I am.
Yep.
It's weird. It's like you'd think once in a while you'd even guess right.
Right.
There'd be some kind of built-in homing beacon like birds have where you'd know where to go. Or like a salmon who's going up to spawn.
Yeah.
But
none
where
of
to
that.
Go.
Yeah, none of that.
I've got none of that.
Yeah.
I've got none of that. I have the worst sense of direction in the United States. I love it when people say, and when I ask directly, well, you go east on 46 there, and then you go northeast on, you know, no.
That's when you want to say, do you know who you're talking to?
Exactly.
The thing about Green Bay, though, is because the way it sits on the river,
yeah.
It's a little
Cockeyed.
Yeah, a little cockeyed.
Nothing so that, is perfectly. Yeah,
right. So I can understand that kind of throwing somebody off a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm like that every time. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, you people have laughed at some of my things over the years. You guys laughed because I had a basket on my bike. You guys laughed.
Not me. I think it's great that he had a basket.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. You know, I was also a rock hound, so I was like a geologist. I don't know, those hammers. I had the same kind of hammer that, what's his name, had in Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Yes. I had one of those hammers.
For
my rock hound days.
Just going out and breaking up rocks?
Yep. I was a big rock hound. Huge rock hound. I still am. So anyway, you want to go rock hunting someday?
I do like rocks, and I like all that kind of stuff. I just don't know
if I... A pack a little cooler?
Yeah. Well, now you're talking.
Bottle of vodka?
Yeah.
Bottle of lemonade?
Yeah.
Some beef jerky?
Maybe some spotted cow in there?
Absolutely.
Okay,
We're in. So anyway, here's the thing. But I've got some of my accessories, people, sometimes, okay? You know what I need?
What's that?
I need one of those little compasses that attach to the dashboard.
Oh.
You never see those anymore. Do they still make those?
I bet they don't because of GPS and stuff like that, right?
Okay. But you know, in Arizona, with all the snowbirds, as they'd call them?
Yeah.
Everybody had one of those.
My dad always had one.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are cool. I remember somebody else had one, and I'd ride with one of my friends, and I'd just watch it the whole time. You know what I mean? Oh, we're going that direction, and then whatever. I find those things fascinating. So if anybody knows where I can buy one of those, please let me know.
So what do you think that'd be called? Like a dashboard?
Dashboard compass?
Compass. Let me just look it up real quick.
Or maybe now it's got a cool name, like, you know, Navigator, in-car Navigator, something like that.
They are still out there.
They're still out
there. You can buy them for like $10 on Amazon.
Got to get one.
There's one for $3.
Oh, I'm on it.
Now, it may not be all that accurate, but it's $3.
I'm not all that accurate anyway. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they really make them still.
Excellent. You never see them anymore.
Do you use your phone for GPS a
lot? I do, but this one, I didn't know the address, so I just knew the general direction.
Okay.
You know, otherwise I do. But, you know, I'll tell you, a few years ago, Dom and I were going to go to Italy. And then something happened in Germany, and we couldn't get through. Germany was shut down. It was like a terrorist-type thing or something, okay? So we couldn't get through. So we had to come home. But anyway, we were going to rent a car, and I was going to drive all around Italy. In retrospect,
yeah,
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
What side of the road did they drive on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And another thing, because I was going to get one of those GPS. I actually ordered it. You know, the GPS thing in Italy, in English.
Yeah.
And I was reading a thing where, oh, my God, so many Americans or people from any country, you go to Italy and there are so many dead spots. And sometimes it'll take you through an area where it's like, you know, these little tiny mountain roads, because that's the direct route.
Right.
And it's like there's a cliff and there's whatever. And people are just like freaking out. So if anybody out there's ever driven around northern Italy, I wasn't going to do it like around Rome or anything like that. But this is going to be all northern Italy, where my family's all from. And it was going to be this great trip. But I read about this, and it's like, I will never drive in Italy. If I'm going to Italy, I'm getting a driver. I'm getting whatever. Oh, I got this one. And this stuff happens. Those things would not work, the compass things, around Republic, Michigan, because of all the iron ore.
That's interesting.
And that's the truth. In the UP, and I remember in northern Minnesota, it was like that. The iron would throw compasses off. It would, like, throw them off.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever see that movie where Hannibal Lecter, although it wasn't Hannibal Lecter, I can't think of his real name.
Oh, the guy that plays Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, what's his name?
Anthony Perkins. No, Anthony Hopkins.
Hopkins.
Anthony
Correct,
Hopkins.
Yes.
So they were like something, they're up in like Canada or Alaska, okay? And like, I think their plane crashes and they're on their own. And he makes, and I didn't know you could do this, he like made a compass out of a safety pin, the needle-like part of a safety pin.
All right.
In a little cup of water. And it said that would always face north. Is that true or is that some kind of a urban legend? And that's where, again, the grizzly bears were stuck. Yeah. He took a little needle. So if we took a thing of water and we took a needle, would it face north? And at least then if I'm sitting here, I know which way north is.
I would think you could do that with a paper clip or anything too, right?
Yeah, anything. Any kind of metal, it seemed like.
Was it called The Edge?
Yes.
The movie?
How'd you know that?
I looked it up.
Well, that was quick of you. What's the synopsis?
Looks like two men. He was with one of the Baldwin brothers.
Alec Baldwin.
And it just looks like they were traveling and they got kind of caught out in the middle of nowhere and...
Yes.
The Edge.
Yes, good movie. Good movie. By the way,
and a bloodthirsty Kodiak bear is hunting them down.
Yes.
Which happens every time you get lost in the woods.
Yes. Okay, so I called my brother yesterday.
Yeah.
Where we deer hunt. You know, right. He's got the deer hunting camp. And boy, by the way, when I die, I am going to say that I enjoyed spending time at my cabin up north.
I hope
even
you
though,
do that.
Even though it's his.
Dom's going to write that in.
Dom's going to write that in there. Okay, and he's good. Also going to have in parentheses, he didn't really own a cabin up north. He just said, I'll be damned if I'm the only person from Northeast Wisconsin who dies and doesn't say enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north.
Right.
So that's going to be in my obituary. So, but anyway, there's a mountain lion up there in the UP around our area. Okay. There was a big thing on the internet a few months back where this one grabbed this deer and just snapped its neck and walked off of it. It was like caught on a trail cam. And my brother has seen cougar tracks around our camp. Okay. Two adults, 18 and 21 year olds, two brothers north of Sacramento, California yesterday, or a few days ago, looking for shed antlers, you know, deer antlers.
Yep.
And mountain lion, 90 pound mountain lion, ooh, attacks one and rips the guy's throat out.
Oh my gosh.
Him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a video. Because, you know, in the evening, you start scrolling and you start seeing all these videos and stuff. Guy's out hunting and he comes across a bobcat or I'm not sure exactly what kind of cat it was, but it was ferocious.
Yeah.
And it started walking up to him really slowly.
Oh.
You know how cats do that thing where they're kind of getting ready to pounce? Absolutely.
Yep.
Luckily, he had a pistol on him.
Yeah.
And shot a couple in the air. But even after he shot a couple, that thing still tried to follow him.
No.
He would have been done for if it hadn't turned around and walked away.
Yeah. They're the scariest things. I remember one time at the wildlife sanctuary, this lady that worked, a really great friend of mine, and her husband was in Iraq and everything. We did some fundraise things to send the troops some stuff. But anyway, I took Dom out there when he was about 4, maybe 5. And we're at the mountain lion cage. And it wasn't a huge mountain lion, but it was still, and it came right up to us and just goes, and Dom goes, oh, isn't that cute, Daddy? Listen to him purr. And the lady, she goes, well, to be honest with you, what he's doing is he's looking at you and me, and he's saying, nah, you people are too big, you know, too much of a challenge. Not that it would be, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But here's somebody his size that's going to be.
Oh.
And now you want to talk about the hair in the back of my neck? Go up. Unbelievable.
So he saw Dom.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. Yes. That was a scary sound, man. You know, I want to talk to him. I want to get a hold of Buddy DeYoung up at the Family Zoo because they're going to be coming on one day, him and Carrie.
Okay.
It's the greatest zoo in America. I love it. I want to know if he has seen any mountain lions up there in the UP. But so what my brother and I were saying is we're packing when we're up there. We're carrying a gun.
I think you have to, right?
Everywhere we go. I got my .38, got a new holster for it. I'm carrying that wherever I am up in the woods now. It's crazy up there with those mountain lions.
Well, mountain
that
lions
wolves.
And humans. I mean, sometimes you want to, right?
You want to see a scary video when they're doing that story last night about those mountain lions, or that mountain lion that killed that young man. They had video of, you know, in neighborhoods in California at middle of the night. And here's this mountain lion like walking up to people's doors and sniffing around and things like that. Those things are scary.
I know a lot of times people will say, living in Wisconsin, all the winters, blah, blah, blah. Even like living down in Mississippi, the snakes and the alligators and all that. No, thanks. I will take a winter any day over that.
I agree with you that I would. Okay, that's another thing. You know, I'm fascinated by poisonous snakes.
Yep.
That's another one of my weird. I used to do science projects on rattlesnakes. I would love to go to Mississippi on one of those snake hunting kind of things that they're doing now. I think that'd be kind of cool. Don't you? With the way they're doing it, they're going after snakes now instead of crocodiles.
Again, be careful of the humans down there. That's all I'll
say. I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
You got a pretty mouth.
Hey, okay. Boy.
Yep.
Where are you from?
Not from around these parts.
Yeah, I am there. You betcha. You guys had a great break. Mud on the Marin Vacation. We're getting started. Big show coming up. Stay with us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Might of the mayor, soaking up the suds, soaking up the sun. Maybe soaking up the suds, you never know. In Riviera Maya, soaking up the sun in Riviera Maya. We got a big show coming up. Mark Becker, host of a brand new show here for Civic Media, host of Rational Revolution. He'll be joining us at about 7 o'clock. Sandra Rank, Inside the House with Sandra Rank Real Estate. A lot of big news in the world of real estate. You know what I want to talk to her about, Todd? Saw this story, national story. And then, by the way, Gary Gresh, UW Green Bay men's head basketball coach, is coming on. Talk about their big fundraiser they do every year. If you're a collector of sports memorabilia, they have the greatest collection of sports memorabilia you'll ever see at their fundraiser, their big banquet every year. Also, I talked to him about he doesn't have to deal with it being Division III, but the whole transfer. UWGB lost their best player, the best player they've had in a while. They lost him. Well, at least it looks like they're going to lose him. Enter the transfer portal yesterday. So that's three starters in about 4 days that UWGB has lost. And I can't think of a tougher job right now than being a mid-major coach in college basketball. Because you get these recruits, you know, sometimes they might be a little bit diamonds in the rough, and you work with them, and then they get good, and then all of a sudden, and you can't blame the kids. Somebody calls in and says, hey, I'm going to offer you $100,000 to come to my school.
You go, wouldn't you?
You go. I'm sorry, I would go, and I'm packed and ready to rock. I can't blame the kids in the least, but wow, does it hurt mid-major basketball?
I would also think, you know, it hurts the team, it hurts the game, but as a coach, when you put that much energy and time and effort, I would think there's got to be kind of a little bit of a personal hurt there,
no
too,
question.
Right?
No question. Absolutely no question. No question. Also coming up later today, we've got Brian and Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor. They've just reopened over there. Beautiful old building, restored type building in Green Bay, which I just love. Love those kind of buildings. Love the whole thing. Today is Live Long and Prosper Day. Go ahead. That one's yours.
Well, on this date, 1931, the very great Leonard Nimoy was born. So that's why.
Is he still with us?
No, he's
okay.
Gone.
All right.
So he's the one in Star Trek who said, you know, live long and prosper.
What was your favorite Star Trek episode?
Oh, I was not a big Star Trek fan.
Oh, I would have thought you were.
I loved the one. It may have been the first one where Kirk kind of falls in love like with a Klingon lady.
I remember
or something,
that.
Something like that.
I remember
right?
that. I think she became famous
trap.
Too. I think that woman became famous. They had a lot of, what do you call it back in the ingenues there? You know, the young starlet types.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But my favorite one was when they went back in time and they were Nazis.
I don't think I've ever seen that
You never
that
saw
one.
That one?
No.
Him and Kirk both went back. They were Nazis.
What the heck?
You never saw that Star Trek episode?
Anybody
out there ever see that Star Trek episode? They were Nazis.
You know who was really instrumental in that show getting on the air? By the way, that episode that I think I was talking about was called The Man Trap.
The Man Trap.
Which may have been the very first episode. Lucille Ball. Because it was filmed with Desilu Studios, the network really didn't want to do the show. And Lucille Ball said, hey, I believe in this project. She's the one who got that show on the air.
Really?
A lot of people probably don't know that.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Look up Nazis on Star Trek.
Looking it up.
Today is also National Spinach Day. I'll tell you what. Whoever invented spinach dip, I salute you. I salute you. The person that invented spinach dip, cheesy beer dip, and those little ham and pickle roll things with cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I just want to take this time, to from the bottom of my heart, say thank you. Thank you for those things. I could live on those kind of foods. Live on them.
Looking for a missing Federation cultural observer, Kirk and Spock find themselves on a planet whose culture has been completely patterned after Nazi Germany.
That's the one.
Patterns of Force from February 16th, 1968.
Okay. That was my favorite episode. Just throwing it out there. Did you ever see the Twilight Zone movie? This is kind of a weird story. Do you remember? Do you ever see the Twilight Zone movie?
From the 80s?
Yes.
Yep.
And I was in Los Angeles. Get this. I was in Los Angeles visiting my buddy that worked for NBC. And he got a call. And he said, hey, did you hear what happened on the such and such set? It's when Vic Morrow got killed.
Right.
With those kids filming that Vietnam scene.
With the helicopter, right?
Yes. Yes. I was there when that happened.
Wow.
I was right in Los Angeles at NBC when that happened. That was a huge, huge thing. I'll never forget that. Vic Morrow, of course, was phenomenal in combat as Sergeant Chip Saunders. The only thing wrong with that show, and that's my all-time favorite TV show, Todd, I'll be honest with you. But the only different, the only thing, he would wear headgear that wasn't apropos for fighting in France at the time. They're in France. And he would wear like these camouflage helmets that were like they'd wear in the South Pacific because of the jungles. You know what I mean? And then another time he'd be wearing just like this cap. They didn't stay true to the authenticity of the uniform.
So my question to you is this.
Yeah.
Did it matter to you because you're so knowledgeable about that? Or do you think in general the public looked at that and said, ooh, that's not representation?
I think everybody did.
Really?
I think everybody did.
Because in today's... okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Because I was going to say, John, but I think today if something like that happened in a movie or a TV
people
show...
be all over
Oh
it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
With social media?
Yeah. I'm weird in that way, though. Like, I saw the movie Heartbreak Ridge, which was this great movie about this medic based on a true story. On Okinawa in World War II, and they had these weapons that were only used in the Korean War. They weren't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They call them the grease guns, and they were built specifically for paratroopers in the Korean War. And it's just like, you know, you'd think you'd have somebody that would be, you know what I mean?
You'd have somebody on staff that could actually, like a lot of times when you watch like dramas and stuff like that on TV and they're in the hospital, they have some medical staff.
Absolutely.
On staff.
Absolutely.
To tell you, well, no, you wouldn't, you know, give them that for this.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely. What else? Diana Ross is 80 years old today. She had a nice career. Turned a little weird, but had a nice career.
I think when she hooked in, I'm just going to say what I feel.
Yeah.
I think when she really started hanging out with Michael Jackson and stuff, it got weird at that point.
Didn't everybody that hung out with Michael Jackson?
A little bit.
Man.
He was a great artist, did some great stuff. But
I grew up with the Supremes. My sisters would play the Supremes all the time. It was fantastic. Steven Tyler, 76 years old, still rocking?
Still rocking.
Okay.
Looking a little bit like a grandma these days. Seriously, if you see
grandma or grandpa?
No, grandma.
Grandma?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. If you see him, he has got the long hair. Sometimes he has it up in a bun or like a,
Okay. I read his daughter's autobiography.
What did she have to say about it?
You know, her mom was a stripper.
All right.
Well, just whatever. Got to do something to make a living these days. Dying ain't much of a living, boy. What movie's that from? Outlaw Josie Wales. Greatest movie of all time. You a bounty hunter? Man's got to do something to make a living these days. Dying ain't much of a living, boy. Kenny Chesney, 56. Did you go to his concert here?
I did not.
Me neither. I had tickets. I like gave them away.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
He's
why.
Definitely a country icon.
Absolutely.
Think.
No question. I'd see Kenny Chesney if he'd come back. Martin Short, 74. Did you hear about him?
What about him?
He had a weird thing where he got like beat up on the streets of New York.
Just recently?
No, about 5 years ago, and I became kind of a hermit since then. And there was a thing just a couple of weeks ago where somebody saw him. And it's like, wow, Martin Short is out and about. Can you look that up super quick?
Yeah, it looks like it was maybe last year.
Okay.
Martin Short's fans are coming to his defense on social media after he was skewered by a desperately unfunny comedian, attacked. Well, I don't know.
What? What?
Just weird. Martin Short gets roughed up. I'm not seeing anything that's really specific about that incident.
Oh, okay. All right. But anyway, Jennifer Grey, 63. They say it ruined her career when she got a nose job.
Well, yeah, she doesn't look anything like her.
Got a nose job. That's why I never got one.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because you wanted to keep my career. That handsome. Yes.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to get my eyes done like a Kenny Rogers thing.
Don't do that.
Kenny.
I think at some point somebody actually asked. And we got to go to break here. I'm talking with you. I'm not even paying attention.
That's
so
right.
We're going to go to break right now.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. The Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over Baltimore Harbor struck by a large cargo ship overnight. It is now a mangled mess in the water. There is an active search and rescue operation going on. ABC's Ike Ajachi says efforts are underway.
Video being shared online overnight shows the massive steel structure and multiple vehicles falling into the Patapsco River. Fire officials say one vehicle is as big as a tractor trailer. Multiple people also fell into the water. Maryland authorities confirm all lanes of traffic are closed in both directions. The bridge opened in 1977 and carries Interstate 695 over the river, which is a busy shipping area. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Baltimore.
The water is cold and dark, currently about 47 degrees. 11 million people use that bridge every year. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters say they might sue the city of Milwaukee over restrictions during the Republican National Convention in July. Demonstrations inside the convention's general security zone would have to march along a designated parade route and use a city-owned speaker's platform, which might be as far away from Fiserv Forum as a quarter mile. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class. That's according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Because our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Scattered rain is likely today. It's also going to be windy with falling temperatures here through the day. We'll get into the mid-50s by around midday, but we'll drop into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind south becoming west, gusting to 30 or 35. Tonight, windy, low of 24. Tomorrow, clearing with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
It's like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got it a Drew good. Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
All right, don't forget, coming up this morning after 7 o'clock, another keyword in our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. That'll be coming up this morning after 7 o'clock with Mino and the Mayor. And once again, your host this morning, John Mino.
Hey, welcome back, Mino the Mayor. The Mayor is still down in Mexico. We've got a lot of guests coming up. Mark Becker, Sandra Rank, Gary Gresh, the folks from the Heights here in town. It's going to be a great day. But first, this segment is brought to you by Midwest Restoration, which offers 24/7 emergency services for its clients and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage, water damage, mold damage, wind and hail damage, biohazard damage, and, of course, graffiti vandalism damage. They will help you out like you can't believe. Once again, Midwest Restoration, they're amazing. 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com, 24/7. They got their phones on right now. Give them a call if you need some help. By the way, Dennis from the Glam Band will be here Friday. Talk about some really cool things. Brought me something last week.
That was sitting on the desk in the other room, and I brought it in for you, so you remember you have it.
It's called Early Bird Morning Cocktail Blood Orange Mimosa. Okay?
Yep.
It's an energy drink.
All right.
And a dietary supplement. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So I'm reading. Okay, this sounds cool. This is typical like Dennis thing. It says, you know, wake up early. Okay?
Yep.
Get bleep done. It literally says get, and it doesn't say bleep. Get bleep done. Okay. Wasn't expecting to see that on this the supplement.
It's interesting how marketing has changed over the years. Because back in the 50s and 60s,
oh my God, you'd be banned forever.
There would be a woman dusting the house in a dress with an apron on, right? And being all energetic. That's how they would sell that product.
Have you ever seen some of the ads that have not aged well with time? Like one is with a guy spanking his wife because she switched the coffee brand.
Yes.
And things like that.
Yep.
Now,
I mean, I will be honest with you. I enjoy a little bit of that. Like, not the spanking, but I like those advertisements because it tells you a lot about the way the world
society
was
at the time. Yeah. Absolutely. No question about
June Cleaver coming out every day. She was cooking meals in a dress and high heels, right?
You know, when
Did people really live like that,
No. Well, my mom did not. But anyway, nobody in Nagani did. But, When I was recovering from my hip replacement, a show I'd never seen before. We didn't have a TV at the time. But the Donna Reed Show.
Yep.
That was a really good show. And same thing with her, though. Pearl necklace and heels and a dress to vacuum. Yeah. And then, of course, that Fabre, the girl that played her daughter.
Okay, Shelley Fabre.
Shelley Fabre had a number one hit, I want to say 1959, and that hit was...
Oh.
It was named after me.
Really? Johnny Angel?
Johnny Angel.
Really?
Had a lot of women sing that to me over the years. A lot of them.
Come on.
No, I haven't.
I didn't think so.
I haven't. Not a single one.
I didn't think so.
Not a single one that says, Johnny, you're an angel to me. I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
Never had that happen. But then, you know, she also was the girlfriend of Coach in the TV show Coach.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think she was in an Elvis movie, too.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Was it happened at the World's Fair?
It was. Let me see here.
She had that like cute look. You know, not like hot, just kind of cute. She was just kind of cute. She had that look.
Oh.
But we got text here. Any word on how Mellencamp was last night? Anybody at Mellencamp last night? Let us know. Also, my favorite Star Trek was Charlie X. I don't know that one. I wasn't a Trekkie guy at all.
I wasn't either.
No.
According to this information, it says Shelley Fabre was in three Elvis movies.
Oh.
I can't say for sure, but it says Girl Happy, Spin Out, and the big one, Clam Bake.
Ah, three of the big.
Have you ever watched his movies?
I've tried to. I don't think I've ever gotten all the way through one. Have you?
Yes. And here's the thing. I'm an Elvis fan, so I can watch that stuff. But it's so bad.
So bad.
And, you know, when you do movies and TV shows, you lip sync the songs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
His lip syncing was horrendous.
Horrific.
Horrendous. And they'd have drummers drumming not on the beat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And at some point, don't you want it to look somewhat realistic?
Yeah. Yeah.
That used to drive me nuts.
Yeah.
He'd be like doing Viva Las Vegas or something like that.
Those are literally some of the worst movies ever made.
No doubt. And you know, he wasn't proud of him at all.
He hated doing him.
Yeah.
What's his name? I think because he was
Tom Parker.
Tom Parker.
Gotta make money.
Because he had all kinds of gambling debts.
Yep.
Tom Parker did.
Yep.
He was a shady guy. Really shady. And it's really too bad that Elvis, I think a lot of his problems probably went like it. But now you said you went to Graceland, right?
I did.
What, was there anything cool there? I mean, you were really disappointed, you said.
The house was a little disappointing because it's dated, right?
Okay.
But it's also, when stuff gets old, it starts to fall apart.
Okay.
So instead of like redoing some of it to make it look authentic, it's still the old stuff. The kitchen's really small and dark.
Really?
There's a circus room. I don't know why anybody would want this, but literally the room has, it looks like you're in a tent. There's fabric all along the walls in a circle and a, you know, like a big top in the middle.
Yeah.
That's just kind of freaky, right?
Very.
The Jungle Room, which is very famous.
It's mentioned that one song. What's that one song about Elvis going to Memphis?
Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis. Yeah. I didn't know what that was because I heard that term.
Yep.
The Jungle Room. I didn't know what that meant.
It was a room with a lot of brick and plants and, you know, a lot of animal prints on the chairs and stuff like that.
Okay.
But they recorded several albums from that room.
Ah.
But again, you know, everything just kind of falling apart. And the worst part I remember is going through like the award area where all his gold records hang and then all of his jumpsuits and stuff, his movies. And there was just dust everywhere.
Just not
and
kept up.
And cobwebs. And it's like, I don't know, just close the place down and do something else.
Wow. I heard it's kind of a rougher part of town too, right?
Oh man,
okay.
You're driving down and I'm not kidding you. There are ladies of the night in one corner. There are dealers on the other corner. And then all of a sudden, here's the gates of Graceland.
No kidding.
Elvis Presley Boulevard is absolutely like the worst part of town.
Wow. Wow.
I was blown away. Like, I'm going there going, okay, we're going to get robbed. Something's not going to be good.
Well,
here.
Memphis is kind of a sketchy town anyway.
It is.
I've been there one time. It's one of those places. I was there overnight. And I didn't, normally when I go to a city, I like to go for a walk a few blocks, just see the city. I didn't do it in that town.
Went and saw where Sun Records was. And then there's a street. I think it's Beale Street with all the juke joints and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of cool. But again, you're walking out there like, I don't know. This is kind of sketchy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a good time. I mean, it was great going. I'm glad I was able to go. But
what's your favorite Elvis song?
I think it's got to be Suspicious Minds.
Okay. Mine is Kentucky Rain.
Great song.
Love
written
it.
By who?
Tom T. Hall.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to make sure that I'm right on this. I was going to say, I think it's Eddie Rabbit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I love that song. You know, Elvis, when he was serious about his singing, was pretty amazing.
Listen, that era of Kentucky Rain and Suspicious Minds, because
they
kind of came out at the same time.
Yep. That's the era I liked.
His voice was good, but he still had that raspiness to it, the rock and roll edge.
Yeah.
And he almost didn't do Suspicious Minds because he was sick with the flu.
No kidding.
And they talked him into it, and it was probably his last big, big hit.
I think he had one more after that.
Well, he had Burning Love in 72.
And a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. In the ghetto.
That was 1969. Mac Davis.
Was it really?
Yep.
Wow. Why don't you know something? You always talk about this because you know all these songs that people who wrote whatever. Why didn't they just record them themselves?
I don't think they were big enough stars at the time.
Okay.
You know, Mac Davis went on and Eddie Rabbit went on to do big things, but I think a lot of people started off writing music.
Well, I think Tom T. Hall, who I loved.
I do too.
I'm a huge Tom T. Hall
Old
fan.
Dogs and Watermelon Wine.
Oh, man,
wine.
I can go on and on. Have you ever heard his song, Mama Bake a Pie? Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken?
Yes.
That's an amazing song about a Vietnam vet coming home.
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he also wrote Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town.
I'm going to look that up.
I think it was Tom T. Hall. Oh, I love Tom. Tom T. Hall is my all-time favorite ever of any musician. Him and Bob Seger and Springsteen, greatest of all time. But I think he did write that song.
That's a very wide variety of...
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, guess what? You're wrong about that.
Okay.
But another country great who had a little bit of a stutter.
Mel Tillis?
Mel Tillis wrote that.
Really?
And it's about a paralyzed veteran.
Yes. Yes. That was about 68, I want to say.
Yep.
Yep. Wow. So that's who it was.
Mel Tillis.
Interesting.
Mel.
Yeah.
Tillis.
Oh, he was good, too.
Yeah.
He was great in his day. No one wants to go to Tucson in the summer. You ever hear that song?
No.
Oh, it's a great song. So anyway.
Drive by Truckers redid Mama Baked a Pie.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes. They do it really good.
Thanks, Terry.
Mama Baked a Pie, Daddy Killed a Chicken, Your Son Is Coming Home, 7:35 on Wednesday night. Yeah. Yeah. My uncle be drunk. He says, boy, they do a lot of great things with wood. It's quite the song. Yeah. We got to play that. Quit playing. You know what? No. You know what I want to play that?
What?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday is Vietnam Veterans Day. And obviously, that's a huge day to honor our Vietnam vets. And I'm going to get some Vietnam vets in here to talk about it. But I want to play songs from that era. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Okay. Give me a list.
I'm going to do
put
that.
Them together and, yeah.
And the, you know what? Their number one song, two songs that the Vietnam vets to them are huge. One is Homeward Bound.
Okay.
And the other is We Got to Get Out of This Place.
Really?
Yeah. Those are the two songs that are really, really huge with them.
And I'm sorry, this makes me sound stupid. Was that song about the war?
Which one?
We Got to Get Out of This Place?
Not really.
Okay.
But they sure took, and either was Homeward Bound.
Right.
But they both took them as their anthems. That, you know, we got to get out if it's the last thing we ever
right.
do. And then Homeward Bound, of course, you know, but that was, those were their two kind of anthems that they always kept in their mind. Yeah. So. Anyway.
Good songs on their own, but yeah.
Absolutely. So Friday, we got a dedicated Friday show, and we've got a huge show coming up that day. We've got Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band. We got this new young band that they've put together called Decades. That's going to be the first opener and epic on Friday night for their big hair bash. And then is it Ask Your Mother that follows them?
I think
and
so.
And then the Glam Band. So that's going to be a crazy night at Epic, and we're going to have all them in here on Friday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But I also have some Vietnam vets because we got to talk about that. That is Vietnam Veterans Day. So that's a very big thing that we can't let that slide. Because I just have all the respect and honor in the world for Vietnam vets. And as you know, I laid out there, I'm going to be doing a podcast
yep.
on Vietnam vets. And I'm still working on the title. I got to double check if anybody's ever taken this title. Have you ever come up with something that's like,
yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I must have heard that.
What do you got?
A Long Way Home. Was there a book called A Long Way Home?
There's a book by Barry Buttrose.
Okay.
There was a movie called A Long Way Home.
Well, that's okay.
Somebody that doesn't mean you can't do a podcast with the same name.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like to do that. I like to try to get original. So somebody help me out. Give me a good name for my podcast and we're doing the Vietnam Vets. I need a good name. Okay, good title. I'll give you a major prize package. Somebody give me a name for my Vietnam Vets podcast title that I use. I will give you a multi-major prize package. Another one here, favorite Tom T. Hall song. That's How I Got to Memphis. Great song. You know that song at all, Todd?
Yep.
Great, great song. How I Got to Memphis, one of my favorite Tom T. Hall songs. He's awesome. You know what? You know we were talking the other day about, you know, flips, B-sides of albums?
Yep.
And two of my favorite songs are like the last track of a couple of CDs. One is Bruce Springsteen. And I'm trying to think of the name of it, about doing a drug deal and whatever. And then the other one is Tom T. Hall, Before Jesse Died. Do you know that song?
I don't.
She sat at the bar stool, she smoked and she drank. You know that one?
Mm-mm.
There was a time she would turn down a ride, but that was before Jesse died. When Jesse got sick, he was 30 years old. He said it was nothing but a little cold. It worked till the pain would ease or subside. That was before Jesse died. You know that song?
Oh, I don't.
Now she drinks and she smokes with a traveling man. No.
Nope.
Nope. You don't know that one?
But it sounds like a song he would write.
Exactly. And it was the last song in his album. And one of Springsteen's, I don't know if it's his greatest hits or whatever it was, same thing. It's the last track in his entire album. I think sometimes these people think, that's not going to be that good. And they're really good.
I don't know. Back then, they really took a lot of time to plan out their album and the layout and how the songs played next to one another.
Well, didn't you say it would take over a year?
Yeah.
Before they put together an album?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love those kind of songs. Those ones that don't have a lot of publicity. Try to find, if you can do that for me today. Would you do that for me today?
Yep.
Before Jesse Died.
Is it clean?
Yeah. It's Tom T. Hall.
Well, you never know.
No. It's not like the stuff that Dennis from the Glam Band gave me. It's clean. Yes. We're going to take this out to a break, okay?
All right.
Back with her. We've got a lot of guests coming up, folks. Stay with us.
She sat on the bar stool. She smoked and she drank. Till the past became clear and the future went blank. In the past she regains all her beauty and pride. But that was before Jesse died. Jesse, her husband, was small, he was lean. Drove a big yellow earth moving machine. They had a new pickup, the joy of their life.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Nails on her toes, and on weekends they danced till the first morning light. But that was before Jesse died.
Hey, welcome back. Might of the mayor on vacation.
On weekends they'd cook out and watch all the games. Jesse knew all of the best players' names. The sunshine so bright, it put tears in your eyes. But that's before Jesse died.
There you go, a little Tom T. Hall before Jesse died. You know what we're doing today, Tom?
What's that?
Here's what we're doing. All of our bumper music today, I got to clear this with you, the musical director.
Yeah.
All of our bumper music today will be requests.
Okay.
How's that?
I'm fine with that.
You good with that?
Yeah.
So, folks, text us your requests for bumper music today. Tuesday's is going to be texting bumper music day.
All right.
I've just declared it.
All right.
All right. I've been working this for a long time.
All right.
Tuesdays will always be texting request bumper music.
And to do that, download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW and then text that in. Also have that handy because after 7 o'clock, we've got another keyword in the Ride into Spring contest.
Yes. Also, hopefully next week, the debut of a brand new contest. Win Minos money.
This is going to be big.
Every day, somebody will have a chance to win cash. Okay? Cash money. Cash money, courtesy of Mike Daniels at Nicolet Bank. But we'll pretend it's my money. And it is going to be the quarterback challenge. Okay? Where one of my buddies has sent in, he's going to be sending you 10 names. We're going to do 10 names per day. And it's going to start at $10. And if I get that right, then it goes up to $20. Get that right, up to a maximum of $100 a day. Okay?
I love it.
That's how we're going to do it. And it's all NFL quarterbacks. They had to be on an official regular season roster, which means they got at least a paycheck, because you don't get paid in the preseason and everything. You just get a stipend type thing. But if signed a contract and we're on the official regular season roster of any team in the National Football League from 1957 through last year. And if I get it wrong, you win.
But if you get it right, money going to roll over?
We don't know.
Okay.
We still need to talk on that, Todd.
All right.
I'm going to tell you why. It would be really exciting if it was up to like $600 or something.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If some, you know, there are so many guys now that have gone to two or three colleges. I mean, just like the transfer portal. You know, there's so many, you know, this guy played at Iowa, then he went to Michigan. And I'm my only concern. So what I'm going to do is we're going to print out the exact place where they list all the quarterbacks. Okay. And whatever it says on there is pretty much going to go. Is that cool with you?
I'm good with
you
that.
You will have a copy of that. So if anybody says, no, you're wrong, he played at so-and-so, and you will be the judge and jury. You'll have that in front of you.
Ooh, that's a lot of responsibility.
Well, that's why you are who you are, Todd.
I see.
That's why you got the job as producer, and I'm just on air, you know, whatever.
So people can hate me over the...
Absolutely.
Okay. You sure you don't want to give that responsibility to Jim?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Where's... I don't like this game. This game.
What we got to do is...
Where's that? I just had that right here.
Thought it was multiple choice.
Give me multiple choice. Yes. So we won't do that. So anyway, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to do it. I think we're going to do it up to $1,000 as far as if somebody wins $100 a day, we'll do it for like 10 days where there'll be $100 at stake every time.
All right.
Sound good?
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure of the days. You want to do it 2 days a week, like Tuesdays and Thursdays or Monday, Fridays, something like that?
I think 2 days would be good. Maybe right in the middle of the week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
All right. That'd be great. So prep yourself, people. There's a thing on the internet called, actually, you can just look up, because I needed one thing that, you know, this is the Bible, whatever this says goes, pretty much. I needed something to verify in case somebody's, you know, somebody's close to winning some good money.
Right.
And I will print those off and give those to you, and that will be the whole thing, all right?
All right.
So any quarterback that was on NFL roster from 1957 through last year, you can quiz me on. If I don't say what college they went through, you're a winner. Deal?
Works for me.
Okay, we might be able to start that next week, because I want to get Mike Daniels in here. I'd like to have him be the first person to quiz me with those kind of things.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of fun. I think Mike would get a good kick out of that.
Maybe we can just do a test run with him?
Yeah.
Kind of thing, yeah.
That'd be great.
All right.
That'd be fantastic. By the way, did you watch an Iowa basketball game last night, the women?
I watched a very small part of it.
Caitlin Clark, God bless. That. I mean, they almost got beat. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for her, I've never seen a team this good that if they lost their one player, they would be terrible.
Yeah.
They've got nothing besides her. I think they were 3 of 12 from beyond the arc, and she had all three made shots. They couldn't throw a bucket into the ocean. It was incredible. If she, and you know what? I don't blame her for getting, you know, people are like, oh, her body language. And she gets really ticked off at her teammates sometimes. And she goes after the refs a little more than you'd want. But far be it from me to say that. I've always had an issue with things like that. But I don't blame her for being frustrated. I mean, here, you know, she's trying to get her teammates more involved, and she'll make this nice entry pass, and they'll, like, kick it out of bounds. Then a nice pass on a fast break, and they miss the shot. And she works it down, and they miss the shot. It was unbelievable. If I was the coach, I would say, okay, you know what? Nobody shoot except Caitlin. Nobody else take a shot. Take a shot, you're coming out of the game, because you guys can't shoot tonight. Everybody was cold except her.
So from a player standpoint, if you are her.
Yeah.
How, like you said, she gets frustrated and all that kind of stuff. Can you imagine playing on that team and knowing you're not as good as she is?
Yeah.
And then how do you coach that?
Yeah. I had that one year, my freshman year, not to tie all on my day, but freshman year, basketball, okay? We're going to have this really great team, and three guys got kicked off the team for stealing a keg of beer.
Now, where was this again?
Nagani.
Of course. Yeah.
Freshman.
Stealing a keg of beer. Yep.
Yeah. Out of, I think it was Mike's party store out the back when the beer guy was there. So they got kicked off.
Oh, God.
So we had a terrible team. Except I was a good player. I mean, I'm just not trying to be, but it's like we had guys that had hardly ever played before. You know what I mean? And that is really, really frustrating. And people would be like, well, you're a gunner. It's like, well, you know, or I can throw it to this guy who can't even tie his shoes.
Right.
You know, it's one of the two things. And I feel like that with her. Not that I'm Caitlin Clark, but it's one of those things where if you don't play good, you lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then so whatever. But, yeah.
And so, then coaching that. How do you coach that, though?
You can't. Yeah. Well, we had Pudgy LaHill here for a coach. He didn't care too much about basketball.
He's the one that tried to get the kids to steal a keg of beer.
Isn't that some freshman kids stealing a keg? You know what I remember, too? We had CCD. You ever have CCD?
Yep. Sure did.
Monday nights, because we were at the public school. Now we go over to Catholics over CCD. And I remember two of the guys brought pitchers, empty pitchers with them, so they'd have to drink after CCD class with the keg they just stole. Not the sharpest criminals in Nagani. Not the sharpest.
William requested this one for bumper music today.
Do it.
Yep.
Ace. All request bumper day. Text him in.
You got
back
it.
Back after this.
The largest fly-in in the world. We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albaugh. Noon to 2 on Tuesday, it's Matt Flynn, direct right here on the Todd Albaugh Show at 12:30. Don't miss it on Civic Media.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.